The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about haunted Cochise County, a new book by author Francine Powers. Southeastern Arizona is haunted by its violent past. Some of the most notorious characters in American history once called Cochise County home. It's probably best known for the gunfight at the OK Corral, and you can pay your respects to those who died that day at the Boot Hill Cemetery. In fact, in this episode, we're going to talk about some of those people who died that day and the hauntings at Boot Hill Cemetery. I'm Carol Hughes, and on this episode of The Grave Talks, we'll discuss those stories and more from the book Haunted Cochise County with author and paranormal historian Francine Powers. And there's another story that you have in the book about a Bisbee fireman.
Yes, and that is fire station number 2. And that's up Tombstone Canyon. And they call it Tombstone Canyon because that road leads to Tombstone. So that's just a little trivia there. The fire station is about a mile from my childhood home. So I would, you know, pass it every day going to school because I went to Lincoln Elementary School. So I grew up going on field trips. My friend's dad was a fireman and he actually just retired. And then I went to high school or school with some of the firemen and they're there and they're about ready to retire. Back in 2008, 2009, I had a best friend who was married to the captain. So I have a lot of ties with the fire station there. He knew that you know, I wrote about ghosts. I was interested in ghosts and stuff. And he said that there is a ghost in our fire station. After going through the city and the fire chief, and so we were able to do a ghost hunt. And I interviewed some of the retired men. What they tell me is that in the 1970s, there is a gentleman, and I know his name, but I do not say it, because he died, you know, in the 70s. So that's pretty recent to me. I know everybody in town, and I don't want to disrespect them. They know what I'm saying, and they know about him, but I just don't like to say his name. So that's why I'm not mentioning it. But anyway, he's a firefighter who worked in the 70s. And he worked with a fire captain. So they worked there, and they in the front of the fire station, there is a piped fence, and Bisbee, it's irrigated because of the rain and the floods, because it floods really bad. So over the years, they engineered these ditches, which are about 15 to 20 feet deep. And so they'll fill up halfway and it'll run like a river. The fire station, and then there's a cement bridge that goes over that deep ditch. And then they have pipe fences on one side of it. There's a rack that the firemen in the 70s did. They made it themselves, and it's a drying rack, and they actually put their fire hose over it and it dries. So, you know, it's unique. So, this gentleman in the 1970s didn't show up for his shift. And so Mr. Perez, he went looking for him, and he knew he lived over down by a convenience store, a Circle K. So he went over there, and he didn't answer when he knocked. He went in and he saw his friend, and he had been shot by a gun. He was dead. At first, they thought it was suicide, but then some things were found out, and now they're not sure. So that's kind of a mystery of actually how that gentleman died. Mr. Perez said that same firefighter was one of his best friends, and he was a big jokester. And he said, if I ever die, I'm going to come back and haunt this place. So he knows it's him. And this happened in, like I said, the 70s. And this is 2023. And to this day, the firefighters who have worked there will openly share to you the ghost of the fire station. People have seen him, actually the apparition, go through a wall by the kitchen. Back in 1993, they actually remodeled the entire upstairs, where the men used to have their cots and sleep. Now they've been put in the back with actual bedrooms, and then the kitchen is now where their bedroom used to be. So it's flipped. So they think that the spirit ghost actually is seeing it the way it used to be. So that's why he actually walks through a wall when there used to not be a wall. They have seen wet footprints coming out of a bathroom when nobody has been in there. They hear the shower running. Doors will be unlocked as soon as they secure them at night. They hear the pots and pans jiggling around. And downstairs is where they originally used to have the horses. This was built in 1914, so they used to have the whole wagon fire, the fire wagons with the horses, and they used to stall them. And now they have the fire engines and a ambulance. And the fire engines are custom ordered because they have to be very narrow to get in the streets in Bisbee, because the majority of them are original. They haven't been widened, and they were actually engineered for the width of wagons. So a regular fire engine can't go up these mountains and hills. And so they have to have a very narrow one. And if they can't get their fire engine to a house, they actually have trained these guys in Old Bisbee to take the fire truck, park it at the bottom of the hill, and they know all the trails to get to the house with the fire hose.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's incredible.
It is. That's a tough job anyway, but when they have to go to that effort to put out a fire, that's a lot.
It is one of the things that they, besides all of that, they give them a kind of an initiation for working at the fire station, and they'll leave them alone, and they'll tell them to go and, you know, do this and that, or to make everything sure everything's secure. And so it's kind of funny, you know, to this day. And They'll hear tinkering downstairs by the fire truck, and there's a tool, you know, a whole bench there, tool bench, and you can hear someone, you know, moving around. They know it's him. They hear there's a steep set of stairs that go, because they have an actual fire pole still there. They don't use it, but it's like one of the very few that are in the state of Arizona still. They can hear someone walking up the steps, you know, coming down the steps. So when I was able to do the first ghost hunt there, which is really cool. And so there was four of us, and we were doing EVP work in the back bedrooms. They have a lot of bedrooms, even though there's only two firefighters on shift. It's because they also house hot shots, the fire crews for forest fires. Right. If there's a forest fire somewhere near Bisbee, they'll house them in that fire station. So there's several bedrooms in there. So I was in one of them. And so we were just, you know, talking, trying to get something off of it. And then a call came in, and it really, you know, it buzzes in that little place because they have a little station room, radio room. So we were quiet, but I kept recording. You can hear the dispatcher, a female, saying to one of the firefighters in the building that it was a health emergency. So it wasn't a fire. And then, so they're communicating, the woman is explaining what, and then they give the address. And in the EVP recording, you can hear the voice of a man right near me saying, moving, like he was on shift and that was something he would say. He's on his way.
Yeah.
So the firemen, you know, they know about it. You know, some of them have heard it, and they're like, that's what we would say when we're answering back. So we know that he's there listening. He still thinks he's on shift. Other firefighters, when they're sleeping, they have felt someone put their hand on their forehead. They felt, if their hand is hanging off the bed, they feel someone tapping their, you know, their hand to wake up. So it's just, you know, really cool. And, so one of the last things, which I thought was amazing is, again, I would, you know, give tours and, or special events. I was out there telling the history and some of the things I just told you, and people were gathered, and a lot of people were leaning on that same pipe fence. And this one woman decided she was going to sit on it. And when she got herself up on it, she started losing her balance. And her arm went up. She like jumped off of it. And then she had to interrupt and say, I almost fell in and someone grabbed my arm and pulled me off. She said, it's the dead fireman. He saved my life. Because if she would have fell back, she would have cracked her head and, you know, it would have been bad. We know that he's still there, and his spirit as a person is a caregiver and, you know, a saver, a hero. Cause that's what most people who go into that career do. They care about people. He's still doing it. And the firemen just love him.
I think it's interesting. Someone, you think of ghosts as old timey. They're dressed in period. Like the one that you saw, she was dressed differently. It's different when it's someone you might know who that is, or they really do think it's that person. The '70s aren't that long ago. I just think that that's really interesting that it could be him.
And in the community, the fire department know all about him. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people are still alive that knew him and worked with him, and the family's still there. So I try to talk about it in the best way I can without seeming any disrespect at all.
Does the family, do they have any inkling that they think that's their loved one who haunts there?
Mr. Perez actually talked to the family the first time I interviewed him all those years ago. And we were on another show, a online show came in, FearNet, and they actually filmed over there. He said, yeah, that he had talked to them and asked for their permission, and they were fine with it. And as a person, it doesn't bother them. But like I said, I just don't say his name.
But I just think it would be really interesting if you were a family member and you could possibly go there and have an interaction. That might be kind of healing and good for you at the same time.
Right.
Because he was a good, you know, caring person.
Yes. And it's still showing through.
I will ask you real quick, just out of curiosity, that Boot Hill Cemetery, since there are some people buried there who died in that gunfight at the OK Corral, is there evidence of hauntings in that cemetery?
Yes. And in my cover for Haunted Cochise County, that is actually the burial site for the men who died in the shootout. They allowed me to do a ghost hunt, and they're really great. A lot of the people that you approach, you know, they're so amazing. You know, they want to share. They want to get the history out there too. Boot Hill has a fascinating, I think they have a Boot Hill in Kansas too, don't they?
Yes,
they
have them out by Dodge City, Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they get that from, dying with their boots on, mm-hmm. from being shot and killed. Right. Mm-hmm. So Boot Hill was the, pioneer, cemetery in Tombstone, and eventually it deteriorated, or they had to make a new one. And now it's a Tombstone Cemetery and people are buried there now. But yeah, this is an iconic part of the area, Cochise County. And there's about 250 markers in the cemetery. A lot of them are just markers, and some of them actually have the people interred there. And so they do tell me that the three men who died at the OK Corral are buried there. That, in a sense, is back to, you know, you have to have a true history before you go ghost hunting, because you might be ghost hunting something that's not real. So during the ghost hunt, it was really interesting. Again, the tying the communities together, Bisbee and Tombstone. We had some experiences with the guys from the shootout, OK Corral, and I got some EVPs from that. We had the Bisbee Massacre, and that was in 1883 in Bisbee on Main Street. And there was actually a group of bandits that came in, and they were after the payroll from the mining company. They had a shootout because they were just kind of ruffians. They were just also troublemakers. Because of that, there was a gentleman named John Heath. He wasn't actually there, but they later found out that he was the actual person who thought of it up. And so they arrested him too. But the guys who killed on the street were actually sentenced to hang. And John Heath wasn't, and he was going to get a life sentence at the Yuma jail. So he was in jail in Tombstone. A Bisbee mob decided they were going to go down to Bisbee and get a hold of Heath, because they were afraid that he was actually going to get himself to the Supreme Court and, you know, get off on it or get away with it. And they thought he deserved to die just like the other ones. So they went down to the Tombstone courthouse and they got him out of his jail cell. And because the sheriff at the time thought breakfast was going to be served, because they got there at 8 a.m, he opened the door unarmed. They went past and got his, the key, got John Heath. They put a rope around his waist. They drug him out. And it's different now at the courthouse, the original courthouse in Tombstone. They moved to jail cells. But at the time, there used to be a different entry, and it was higher up, and it had a set of stairs with a banister. So when they were pulling Heath out, some of them just wanted to throw him over the banister and hang him there. But the actual crowd was moving down on, this is on Tuffnut Street, and they were setting up at a telegraph pole. They pulled him down there. He said that he was innocent, but please cover his eyes. He gave him a bandana, and they put it over his face. And he says, please don't riddle my body with bullets. And they strung him up and they killed him. There's a very famous photo, and it's in my book, both books. And those guys that were charged are buried there at Tombstone. John Heath is not. He was from Texas. But so it was interesting to go and stand around these graves. And, you know, I brought my husband and my son and daughter and my grandson. They're all, you know, teenagers, except for my daughter's in her 30s. But so we were sitting there talking, and we were asking them questions, but we were talking to them, you know, like from their time. And some of the comments that were made, we put a an EMF detector there, and it would light up as soon as we would say certain things. One of the boys at the OK Corral plot said, well, you should have shot better, because, you know, said that they were dead. And that thing lit up, and they were talking to him, and, you know, they were close to their age when they died. So it was interesting to see how those ghosts were reacting to language in their time. And they were rough. And so we got a lot of things off of that, too. And then there's another plot of the Brady boys, the Brady brothers. There were two boys who drowned in the San Pedro River. One was drowned, the other one went in, and instead, to try to save him, instead they both drowned. So there's a gentleman who used to be the manager at the Boot Hill Graveyard gift shop. That's where you go in first, and then you buy a ticket and go into the cemetery. He said that he tried to do something with his phone, you know, a ghost box type thing, a ghost app. And so he did, he turned it on, and then he said that almost instantly, it, you know, it went on, and then it named on his screen, and he took pictures of it. They came in one after another, and it said, the first one said rage. Then the second screen said bed. The third one said bottom, and then flow. And then he's all, what? And then the very last one, it came up and said Brady. So he knew it was those boys who were trying to communicate with him. And so that was one of the first things I did. I went over to the Brady Brothers plot, and I started talking to them. And I felt like one was more trying to communicate with me than the other, because they're buried together. My son and grandson, they came when they were walking up to the plot, and I could really feel like they were very excited. And then we were there for a while. So then they went away. They walked far away. And I was recording. I was talking to them, and I was, you know, letting them know that I was there to please, you know, if you have anything to say, tell me. So when I got home and I went over my evidence on the recording, I can hear a young boy. I'd never heard that voice before. It was a stranger. I was the only one standing there. Over in the EVP recording, it says, I grabbed his hair. And then I'm like, what? In the recording, you can hear the disembodied voice say, make him kick off. So those two terms, along with the evidence that the former manager of the gift shop put together, it's obvious that this young man was still trying to communicate with us and telling us what happened.
Do you think by the hair comment that it was his brother he had grabbed his hair, or?
That he was grabbing at him and he grabbed his hair.
Oh.
And he was, you know, trying to, can you imagine?
Oh, well, and you wonder why some souls can't rest in peace. And that would be, you know, if you went through something really traumatic like that, I could see why you couldn't rest in peace.
So, you know, Blue Hill is really interesting, and it's, and it is a grave site, and it's an actual graveyard, and it is hallowed ground. You know, some of it, of course, where it's blessed or prayed over. But, you know, it all ties to the time that we're talking about, you know, early history.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like we were just talking about the fire station with the ghosts from the set 1970s. You know, I think like the older Cochise County started in 1881. Pretty much everybody was there with booming towns, and money was coming in fast, and people were traveling from around the world to these places. And so I think that's why there might be more ghosts that are from that time. But, you know, with Arizona, I think that's why people really tie with the 1800s and the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm. People can pick up two books. One is Haunted Bisbee, and the other is Haunted Cochise County. And I got the feeling there's going to be another one soon.
Yes, I'm working on Wicked Bisbee, and that is actually straight history. So it's going to be more of the same, but without the ghost. And it's a little bit more graphic. As I have been working on this book, I've had to have a day or two away from my writing because it's so, it affects me so much.
I would imagine from what we've just discussed in these episodes that there's been some pretty dark things happen in that area.
Yes.
Just because we've heard, you know, some of them.
With my haunted books, you know, I come from a background of research And so anything that I cover is, like, if you're not even interested in ghosts, you can still get these books because of the history. So all I'm doing is going into another without the ghost experiences. It's pretty much the same book, but a little worse.
But it would be a great read. Maybe not one right before bed, but it would be a great read.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you so much for your time. It's been great to talk to you, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And that wraps up our conversation with author and paranormal historian Francine Powers. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, you can find everything commercial-free by becoming a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. Go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. Find everything there as well, all ad-free. For all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.